Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, January 22nd. Let's begin by going over our memory passage. This is the way we're going to do it. I'm going to give you a few words, then I'm going to let you fill in the rest of the phrase. So you're just going to hear silence. If you know how to fill in the rest of the phrase, wonderful. Then I'll move on to the next phrase without filling it in for you and give you a few feeder words, and we'll do the same until the very end of the passage. If you're totally clueless, that's okay, because after we go through this little fun exercise, I will reread the entire memory passage for you. If you're having trouble learning the memory verses, I encourage you to write them down. Take a little sticky note or maybe a 3x5 card and put it on your bathroom mirror or in a baggie where you can put it in the shower and read it every day. Okay, we're going to start verse 17, and it begins with the word for. I'm going to give you the first four words. For in the gospel, a righteousness from first, just as it is written. Does anybody know those last six words? The righteous will live by faith. I don't know if that worked or not. Maybe we can try another way in the future. Here is the passage again. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. In Romans today, Paul reminds us that we all have struggled under the power of sin in our lives. And he gives many references from the Old Testament that remind us of our wicked heart and our lack of righteousness. This passage makes me long for Romans 3, 23 and 24. Which say that we know all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that comes through Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 9. No one is righteous. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. The title in my Bible says, "No one is righteous." What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin, as it is written. None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. This passage reminds us of the weightiness of sin and how we all are under that curse of sin. And how oftentimes we use our lips to curse. It's like poison. And that our feet are swift to do evil. Our paths are ruin and misery. And sometimes we don't fear God. It's hard to look sin in the face and realize, that's me, Lord. I'm a sinner in need of grace. And that's why Romans is so beautiful. The gospel of grace. The righteousness, the power of God that brings us salvation only through Jesus. We're thankful, Lord Jesus, that even though we are still sinners, you died for us. You are working to transform us, but even in the meantime, when we continue to err, you love us so deeply. And as the parable of the prodigal son goes, you look for us. And as one person in Holy Imagination said, you run to the end of the road every day looking for us to come home. It's a beautiful image of how you, as our Lord, are continually pursuing us, even when we don't deserve it. Goodness gracious, I think that the Lord wants us to examine our tongues today. It's not James, but in this passage, we're also talking about lies and flattering lips. I'm going to be reading Psalm 12 to the choir master according to the Sheminith, a psalm of David. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are with us. Who is master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. Thank you so much for joining me as we read God's Word together. Here is a quote that I found that is attributed to Spurgeon. He that can rule his tongue can rule his whole body. Alas, that unruly member destroys peace and happiness in thousands of cases. The tongue can no man tame, but the grace of God can tame it, and that man begins life with the prospect of happiness, whose tongue has been tamed by grace. I think that just connects so well with what we've been reading. It is by grace that we are saved. We are under the power of God and His grace. And if you feel today that you are not making headway, return again with me to the Savior and plead for His grace, that He might transform our hearts, our lips, and our minds. And so today I want to pray alongside Augustine in his confessions as he begins with opening prayer and praise. Will you pray with me? Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. Your power is abundant, and your wisdom is infinite. Humanity longs to praise you, though we are just a small speck in your vast creation. We carry the weight of our mortality, a constant reminder of our sin, and your resistance to the proud. And still we long to praise you. We are a mere particle in your creation, and yet you stir our hearts, so that in praising you we find our joy. You have made us for yourself, Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my brothers and sisters. I pray over them today that you would remind them of your great and awesome goodness, that you welcome us in, that you remind us of your love, and that you, O Lord, keep and guard us from this generation and forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.